communications items. Before we do that, I don't think we have any requests to take anything off the consent calendar, right? So it's as printed unless there's somebody to pull something. Okay, let's take communication item 830, please.
Request of Sarah Hobbs to address council regarding American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Portland Out of the Darkness Walk.
Morning. Good morning. Welcome.
For the record, my name is Sarah Hobbs. October 1st of this year, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention will be having their Out of the Darkness Walk at Memorial Coliseum. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is a national non-governmental organization that, as you can see, is dedicated to suicide prevention research advocacy on both the state and national level for suicide prevention research. They were a big lobbyist for the recent passage of the mental health bill that just made its way through Congress. As we painfully realized that Oregon, out of 50 states, is number 10 for its high rate of suicide, and out of all the cities in the United States, Portland is number 17. I personally believe that the work that the foundation is doing, both nationally and here through the Oregon chapter, has become very vital. I am happy to say we have the Portland Police Bureau's Behavioral Health Unit will be joining us in the walk, and I would love to see each and every one of you there as well. What is going to be important in pushing the issues of suicide prevention forward is strength in numbers and people willing to go on record and commit, saying, yes, we've got this problem, but we want to be part of the solution as well. I ask, as I already been made aware, that Commissioner Fritz will not be in town on the 1st of October, that if you can't attend, please have one of your staffers call, let me know. I'd appreciate that. I'd really be excited to hear from either yourselves or one of your staffers that you will be joining us. And as well, I don't know if you're in your offices, if you have break rooms, pegboards, somewhere where you can put this information up. But if you do, please post it and please pass the word. When I'm done here, I am going to read the current Department of Veterans Affairs suicide report. That is an issue that as well is going from bad to worse. So we really need to come together and address this. I look forward to hearing from you, and I really look forward to seeing you all on October 1st.
Thank you. Thanks for the invitation. We'll check it out. Appreciate your work on this issue. It's huge for our country, but here too. We lose more Portlanders to suicide than homicide and automobile deaths together.
That's a good point. Nationwide, two-thirds of all gun deaths in this nation are suicide. So it is a very huge public health issue.
Yeah.
So, and I want to briefly mention something, Mayor, that I heard you say at the press conference when you announced then Captain Marshman's appointment to Chief of Police, that, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you give phone calls 24/7 when it's extremely high-risk suicide. The police are responding to extremely high-risk suicide crisis calls, and that you also, as well, are constantly getting the reports from the other calls.
Right.
So I sense you more than anybody from first responder reports are seeing what is happening.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing the work they're doing in terms of the behavioral health unit. I mean, we had two people on the Fremont Bridge the other day for 8 hours talking someone off the bridge. And so they're not successful every time in preventing a suicide, but they are successful almost every other day. And it's spectacular, the work that they're doing. So I appreciate it. I'm glad you noticed the BHU's good work, and I'm glad they're going to be participating in the walk. They should be there.
Let's get the things in place so we can stop the suicides before they get to that crisis point that we have officers 8 hours on the bridge trying to talk people down.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate your work. Thank you both.